Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme tomorrow to connect artisans with domestic and global value chains. Scheme to cover 18 traditional crafts with outlay of 13,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi to dedicate one of the world's largest convention center, Yashobhoomi, to the nation tomorrow. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh approves 23 new Sainik schools in partnership mode, fulfilling Prime Minister's vision of setting up 100 such schools. In Kashmir's Baramulla, three terrorists neutralized this morning in an encounter in Uri forward area. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rain over East Rajasthan, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat region today. And Indian tennis player Shashi Kumar Mukund to take on Morocco's Yassine Delimi in the Davis Cup World Group 2 league match in Lucknow this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the PM Vishwakarma scheme on the occasion of the Vishwakarma Jayanti tomorrow at India International Convention and Expo Centre in New Delhi. The aim of the scheme is to not only support the artisans and craftspeople of rural and urban areas across the country financially, but also to keep the age-old tradition, culture and diverse heritage alive and flourishing through local products, art and crafts. It has been the sustained focus of the Prime Minister to give support to the people engaged in traditional crafts. The prime focus of the scheme, which covers 18 traditional crafts, is to improve the quality as well as the reach of products and services and to ensure that they are integrated with the domestic and global value chains. It aims to strengthen and nurture the Guru Shishya Parampara or family-based practice of traditional skills by Vishwakarmas working with their hands and tools. The scheme will be fully funded by the centre with an outlay of 13,000 crore rupees, and under it, the Vishwakarmas will be registered free of charge through common service centres using the biometric-based PM Vishwakarma portal. Earlier, Mr. Modi had mentioned the scheme and its importance in his Man Ki Baat at Akashvani.
इस विश्वकर्मा जयंती पर हम करीब 13-15 हजार करोड़ रुपया से जो परंपरागत कौशल्य से रहने वाले लोग जो औजार से और अपने हाथ से काम करने वाला वर्ग है ज्यादातर ओबीसी समुदाय से हमारे सुथार हो हमारे सोनार हो हमारे राजमिस्त्री हो हमारे कपड़े धोने वाले काम करने वाले लोग हो हमारे बाल काटने वाले भाई परिवार हो ऐसे लोगों को एक नई ताकत देने के लिए हम विश्वकर्मा जयंती पर विश्वकर्मा योजना लॉन्च करेंगे और करीब 13-15 हजार करोड़ से उसका प्रारंभ करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate Phase 1 of India International Convention and Expo Centre called Yashobhoomi at Dwarka to the nation in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also inaugurate the extension of the Delhi Airport Metro Express line from Dwarka Sector 21 to a new metro station at Dwarka Sector 25. Mr. Modi's vision of having a world-class infrastructure for hosting meetings, conferences and exhibitions will be strengthened with the Yashobhoomi. It will find its place among the world's largest meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibition facilities with a total project area of over 8.9 lakh square meters and a total built-up area of more than 1.8 lakh square meters. The convention center, built across more than 73,000 square meters of area, comprises 15 convention rooms. These include the main auditorium, the grand ballroom and 13 meeting rooms with a total capacity of holding 11,000 delegates. The convention center has the largest LED media facade in the country. The main auditorium is the plenary hall for the convention center and is equipped with a sitting capacity of around 6,000 guests. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today approved 23 new Sainik schools in partnership mode. This initiative has increased the tally of new Sainik schools under partnership mode functioning under the aegis of the Sainik School Society to 42 apart from the existing Sainik schools. A correspondent reports that the government had approved the initiative of setting up 100 new Sainik schools in partnership with NGOs, private schools and state governments in a graded manner class-wide starting from class 6 onwards. The objective behind Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of setting up 100 new Sainik schools is to provide quality education to the students in tune with the national education policy. It will also give students better career opportunities, including joining the armed forces. It also gives an opportunity to the private sector to work hand in hand with the government towards nation building by refining today's youth. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is visiting Bihar today. He will address a public meeting of the BJP this afternoon at Lalit Gram Karpuri Stadium in Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district. The political meeting is crucial in view of BJP's poll preparation for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The party is organizing several meetings, and this is the sixth public meeting of Mr. Shah in Bihar this year. More from a correspondent.
In his second program in Bihar, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend a function at Integrated Checkpost ICP in Jogbani in Araria, which is located at Indo-Nepal border. He will inaugurate the new residential buildings of Land Port Authority of India near Jogbani ICP, which has been completed with the cost of around 17 crore rupees. He will also inaugurate the residential premises for officials of 56th Battalion of Sashastra Seema Bal at Batnaha in Araria through video conference. In view of the visit of the Union Home Minister, elaborate security arrangements have been made in Jhanjharpur and Jogbani. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today conferred the Sangeet Natak Academy Amrit Awards to 84 performing artists in New Delhi. The Special Achievement Awards were given to artists above the age of 75 from all over India who have not been bestowed any national honour yet. The honour carries a purse money of 1 lakh rupees along with Tamrapatra and Angavastra. Sangeet Natak Academy Amrit Awards is a national honour bestowed on performing artists as well as teachers and scholars in the field of performing arts. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. In the Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized in an encounter that broke out between terrorists and a joint team of security forces in the forward area of Uri at Hatlanga in North Kashmir's Baramulla district today. The identity of the terrorists killed in the operation has been ascertained. Meanwhile, the search operation is still underway till reports last came in. Further details are awaited. News of some relief emerges from Kozhikode in Kerala on the Nipah front as no new positive cases were reported today. 11 more samples test negative. State Health Minister Veena George said in Kozhikode that 21 patients and 2 children are kept in isolation at the Kozhikode Medical College Hospital. 3 patients have been treated in a private hospital. She said medical boards have been formed in all hospitals where Nipah patients have been treated and all are reported stable. The condition of a 9-year-old boy who was on ventilator support has shown slight improvement. She said the focus today will be to chalk out the route map of yesterday's Nipah positive case. The source identification of the person who died on the 30th of last month will be done simultaneously. Police help has been sought to find his mobile tower locations in an attempt to trace the virus source. Meanwhile, the Kozhikode district collector has banned the docking of boats, fish landing, auctioning and other related activities at the Bayport Harbour till further notification, as it falls within the containment zone. Fishing boats from the harbour already out at sea have been asked to dock at the Puthi, Yappa and Vellayil harbours nearby. A selection trial for the state athletic meet organized by the Kozhikode District Athletic Association at Kinnalur was called off following the intervention of the police. Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that organ implantation facilities will be available in all the hospitals of the country by the end of 2024. He said the central government will also provide financial assistance to the hospitals. Addressing a mega organ pledge event in Agra, Uttar Pradesh, Dr. Mandaviya said government will also impart training to all the doctors for this. He said apart from this, the government will give 10,000 rupees per month to buy medicine for those poor people who get organs implanted.
भारत सरकार ने तय किया है ऑर्गन डोनेशन के लिए जनता आगे आए उसको प्रोत्साहन मिले और देश के गरीब जनता भी और उसका छोटा परिवार हो मजदूरी पर निर्भर हो उसको कोई ऑर्गन इम्प्लांट की ऑर्गन की आवश्यकता हो ऑर्गन इम्प्लांट किया हो उसको लाइफ लॉन्ग वो जिए तब तक उसको मेडिसिन लेनी होती है सरकार ने तय किया है कि ऐसे मरीज को 10,000 रुपया प्रति माह मेडिसिन खरीदने के लिए आर्थिक सहयोग किया जाएगा।
During the program, Dr. Mandavya inaugurated a super speciality block at Sarojini Naidu Medical College, Agra, and an organ donation registry. He also laid the foundation stone for 23 integrated public health labs and 87 block public health units. In Punjab, Pehla Prakash Guru Parv of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji has been observed today. On this occasion, Sangat is coming from all parts of the country and abroad at Sri Darbar Sahib in Amritsar since early morning and bowing before Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji with full devotion. The Shiromani Gurdwara Prabhandak Committee, SGPC, has made elaborate arrangements for the convenience of the Sangat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the people on the Pehla Prakash Purav of the Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, saying it stands as a beacon of timeless wisdom and boundless compassion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Its verses transcend time and boundaries, guiding millions towards a path of love, unity and peace." He added that it inspires people to embrace humanity, cherish selfless service and seek harmony in every aspect of life. To mark the 73rd birthday celebrations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Gujarat Yoga Board is organizing two-day yoga shivirs at 73 different locations across the state from today. Talking to Akashvani, Chairman of Gujarat Yoga Board, Shishpal Rajput said nearly 73,000 yoga sadhaks will participate in the shivirs, which have been organized to wish a long life to the Prime Minister through yoga. Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat region. Met Department has predicted enhanced rainfall activity is expected over parts of Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada within the next couple of days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms at isolated places is very likely over these regions during this period. West Madhya Pradesh is also on red alert as isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected till tomorrow. Akashvani spoke to IMD senior scientist R.K. Jenamani for more updates.
The well-marked low pressure area now lies over central parts of MP. It is likely to move across North Gujarat and Southeast Rajasthan during next 2 days. And under its influence, extremely heavy rainfall likely to occur over Gujarat region and Southeast Rajasthan and West MP under the red color for next 2 days, and also Kutch and Konkan and Madhya Maharashtra also under orange color and Southwest Rajasthan for next 2 days. There will be very heavy rainfall in these areas also.
In tennis, Davis Cup World Group 2 League matches will be played between India and Morocco today and tomorrow at the mini stadium of Vijayant Khand Gomti Nagar Stadium in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. EIR correspondent reports that India's challenge will begin with the match between Sashi Kumar Mukund and Morocco's Yasin Dilimi. In the second singles match of the first day, India's Sumit Nagal will face Adam Mondir of Morocco. This competition will be played on a knockout basis. Davis Cup match is to be played in the state after 23 years. Due to extreme humid conditions in the city, match timings have been changed for the convenience of the players and fans. Matches have been rescheduled from 12 noon to 2 p.m. today and from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. In cricket, India will clash with Sri Lanka in the Asia Cup final. The final match will be played tomorrow at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo, Sri Lanka from 3 p.m. Last night, Bangladesh defeated India by 6 runs in a thrilling encounter in the last Super Fours match. Chasing a target of 266 runs for victory, India were all out for 259 in 49.5 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch PM Vishwakarma scheme tomorrow to connect artisans with domestic and global value chains. Scheme to cover 18 traditional crafts with outlay of 13,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi to dedicate one of the world's largest convention centre, Yashobhoomi, to the nation tomorrow. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh approves 23 new Sainik schools in partnership mode, fulfilling Prime Minister's vision of setting up 100 such schools. In Kashmir's Baramulla, 3 terrorists neutralized this morning in an encounter in Uri forward area. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat regions today. And Indian tennis player Sashi Kumar Mukund to take on Morocco's Yasin Dilimi in the Davis Cup World Group 2 league match in Lucknow this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.